All right, people, welcome back. This is the Alpha Mentality Podcast, Season 3, Episode 2. Man, we are back, and we have a juicy topic for you guys today.
You sound like a tabloid when you say a juicy topic, dog.
I've been working on my marketing voice.
You know? Yeah, he's pulling out the, what was the boxer name? I mean, not the boxer, the guy who used to always, let's get ready to rumble.
I don't know.
Well, today's going to be one of those let's get ready to rumble conversations, right?
That's right.
So what do we talk about here generally on the Alpha Mentality Podcast? We talk about a lot of business building, entrepreneur concepts, things to help kind of improve where you are in life. Not kind of. But we talk about real life issues and how to solve them as an entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
Our channel is really designed about, you know, helping you bring out that mentality, that alpha, you know, not the beta mentality, but the alpha mentality. And we were discussing off camera, what should we be talking about? And we, you know, we always kind of brainstorm where we are going to be and, you know, what needs to be discussed. And today we're going to talk about culture. And the significance of building it within a team, being an entrepreneur. So why do we come up with that topic? And then we'll just kind of dive into it as we go.
I think culture, regardless of team, business, whatever you got going on, you need culture inside of a business, right?
Oh, yeah.
Regardless of what it is that you do. So I think this topic is transferable to any industry. So I think what we're going to talk about more is more so what we do in our team culture,
yeah.
Right? Because at least that's what we can kind of talk to. And I think you guys will pick up some really good nuggets. So yeah, man, let's get right into it. What would you say, in your opinion, is one of the most significant or the highlights of what you think team culture should include?
You got my brain firing right now.
Good.
I think the first thing that comes to mind is I'm a sports guy.
Okay.
Big time sports guy. I think a lot about, you know, you think about the New York Yankees.
Nice.
You think about the Los Angeles Lakers.
Absolutely.
Okay. You even think about the wackest team in football, the Green Bay Packers.
Don't piss people off, man. Don't piss people off.
I'm sorry. I dislike them strongly. I'm a Chicago
fan. We got some cheeseheads watching, though. Don't
do
that.
Yeah, well, cheeseheads, boo. There you go. but nonetheless, all of these teams, they have something in common. They have a dynamic culture, and they have something where I call like an evangelical, like, following, almost like cult-like in terms of like their culture. So specific to building a business. Now, I'm not telling you to go, you know, baptize people or, you know, go sacrifice some goats and light some candles or things like that. But there does need to be a cult-like following to a team culture.
Yeah.
You know, so how do we do that? Well, I think it starts off with a couple things that I want to kind of emphasize is your ability to communicate.
Yeah.
You got to communicate it with having a culture, because a culture is essentially is some people who start off with an idea and they replicate that idea over and over. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of seeps into the atmosphere, right? That's called an atmosphere culture. Right. And then people start saying the same thing. They start doing things a certain way. And then it leads you into building something that's massive.
Yeah.
Just kind of, you know, and it's out of your control at that point. But there's good culture, there's bad culture.
Right, absolutely.
Right? So within communicating, when we're talking about culture, what are some things that we focus on? Like, let's let the audience in today.
What we do? Yeah.
What do we do when we focus on, like, our late night conversations, right? I just gave away our bromance. What do we focus on, like, when we're talking about building a culture, building a team, things like that?
Well, when you say communicate, I think the first thing that comes to mind is how do we actually collaborate with our team? You know, because it's not just about us. Like, okay, what does so-and-so want to do? What does this person want in life? What does this person? And from there, that's how we're able to kind of communicate effectively with that person. Because in reality, in a team culture, we're all striving towards something, right? You need every single type of person in your organization to function. And I think the only way you can really make a team culture work is if you understand what each person really wants. And now you collaborate together to kind of get the team culture and push it all together and ahead.
Yeah, I think what he's saying as well, too, is so we set goals too, like when we have these communication, because like the team will have a goal.
Absolutely.
Okay. Like our team is obsessed right now with getting 100 licensed agents, right? Just within the financial industry. But we don't get to that team goal if we don't have the communication on what your individual goal is.
Bingo.
Right. So if you're listening to this, right, and you're starting off and you got a, you know, maybe you got a bunch of employees, maybe you got a team, you know, something similar to what we do. You have to get everybody aligned with what their individual goals are. Yep. And then as a leader, you need to cast a vision and start thinking about how you can fit everybody's vision inside of that. And I believe that's where the culture starts to marinate, starts to percolate. You know, people get excited about retiring their mm-hmm. parents or bringing their husband or their wife home or, right. you know, having an additional, you know, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a month. That's when it gets fun, right? I remember when I first got started in the business, I would look at some of the big time leaders in our company and I would just go, like, dude, everything they say is on point and that's important. But the number one thing I found that they all had in common was culture.
Culture.
Right?
Yeah.
Culture. So you've watched a culture get built. Mm-hmm. What are some intangibles to having a good culture?
You have to have a positive work environment. Period. Yeah. Period. You know, when we talk about a lot of job workplaces, the number one thing that you hear is more so complaints about the work culture, is why a lot of jobs have a lot of turnover, right? And turnover is one of the things that can really show you, okay, what does your culture look like? Or like right now, our business, we have so much retention. Why do we have so much retention? Because people are coming into our culture, our environment, and they love it. Like, yo, I've never seen anything like this. We have a lot of our agents actually post some of our group chats that we have on social media because, like, I've never been part of a community like this. This is great. And all it is we're introducing them to our type of culture. You know, we set the expectation when we run through an orientation with someone like, hey, in our environment, we want positivity, period. Right? All the negativity, we're not going to bring that here. We want all positivity. And it really shows in the communication that a lot of our agents have with each other. So I think that culture alone is why right now we're thriving, man.
Yeah, that's so funny. We just got a young lady on the team and she had just started her entrepreneur journey. And if you're listening to this, you know who you are. She started just this year in 2023. And she was doing a different version of entrepreneurship. Mm. That it wasn't bad. It just required a whole lot of upfront work and it was just, you know, minimal for the return. And what she found most significant about our team was the culture.
Yeah.
It was like, we've known her for what, like 3 weeks?
Give or take.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And because we have like this ability to make sure that everything is done in a duplicated way, she comes here and she's like, oh man, there's some structure. There's some, mm-hmm. you know, there's some people who are making a move. But more importantly, what she speaks to is the team culture. She talks about how easy it is because everybody's aimed at the same thing.
Right.
You know, we're all aimed at freeing each other and getting results for another person, right?
Yeah.
Which leads me to have the audience that's listening to this right now. I want you to really just, if you can stop, you know, and write this down, I think this would be very important. Why are we talking about culture? It's because culture, it influences behavior.
Yeah, absolutely.
In a big way, dude.
Absolutely. If you have a crappy work culture, man, your attitude, your effort is all going to show. It's all going to reflect. It never, never, never fails. And you'll notice it that it kind of takes place in every aspect of your life.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Your environment dictates everything. So naturally, if you're in a positive work environment, you're going to be productive. You're going to work positively, right? As opposed to the opposite. If you're in a negative work, you're not going to want to be there. You're going to feel drained at the end of the day. You're going to feel like you don't want to do, you're looking for ways to escape.
Right? Oh my God, for sure. I worked in pharmacy for a long time and I hated it. Mm. I mean, if I didn't think I could get sued, I would say the pharmacy, the big company I work for, and I would name everybody there, right?
Don't do it.
I ain't going to do that. I ain't going to be petty wop today, right? But I'm highlighting this because there's good culture, there's bad culture.
Absolutely.
And if we're influencing the behavior of just showing up just to collect a check, then like who's caring about pushing that company forward?
Yeah, no, it doesn't work.
You know?
It may work for a short period of time, but it's not sustainable.
It's definitely not. Give you an example. When I first entered into the financial industry, I didn't belong to a strong team culture. Mm. So, you know, the superstars that we recruit, they will come along, you know, maybe we do a one-on-one. They're fired up because they meet you and you're selling a dream and you're talking about, oh my God, we can do this. We can accomplish this.
Right.
And then they sit inside of one of your meetings or they sit on a Zoom now and they're like, what the hell did I get myself involved in?
It's not what it was painted out to be. Yeah. I think you hit it right on the head. It's so true. And people can sniff the culture out real quick. It does not take a long time. You know, we have this saying in our business, let the culture build them.
Oh yeah.
Let the culture build in. Talk to that a little bit for some of the agents on our team that are actually listening to this.
Well, let me speak to them specifically. I can get really direct at that, right? Because I think so often we try to control uncontrollables. Mm. So often, you know, does somebody have, you know, the proper licenses or does somebody have the means to a calendar? But our culture is so unique. It's like this. When somebody comes here and they see so many people practicing and talking about the right things,
right,
they just naturally want to do it now.
Yeah.
They just naturally insert themselves. We've had people on our team I haven't even met. And they're like, oh, my God. This is so awesome.
Yeah.
And there was times where I would go, well, how do I get somebody to come here and just automatically do what they're supposed to do? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's all based on the seeds that you plant of culture by doing the right things, right? Speak to a culture that's bad. Like, I'm not telling you to give nobody examples of people, right? But a bad culture that influences bad behavior, right? Speak to a culture, something like that.
I mean, I think there's cancers in everything, right? Like, I think when you just think of this analogy comes just from coaching because I used to coach basketball, but there's always a cancer on a team sometimes, right? And that cancer to the team can really hurt your team culture. You know, you see it a lot in professional sports. The player that gets traded away and all of a sudden the team starts blossoming. They were a cancer to the culture. So you will have those bad apples, and sometimes that can really kill your team culture. Let's just give some examples, right? And not be very too specific about it, but it's just, you know, if there's a certain way that things are done in a specific organization, a specific business, and then someone comes in and say, I don't like that, I want to do it this way, that's a red flag.
Oh, yeah.
You already know that person is trying to change the culture that everyone is so accustomed to, everyone likes. And don't get me wrong, there's always room to change, but is the change for the good or for the bad? And it's up to the leader time to kind of analyze it and be like, do I really want our culture to shift this way? And we have to really analyze that in the beginning and just, you know, kind of make the right adjustments.
That's so good, because when you said leader, it just made me think about like the culture. Most people, when they join a business, a team like ours, they put too much emphasis on the leader.
Mm-hmm.
And the leader, believe it or not, shouldn't be that significant.
Right.
It's almost like if the leader were to leave, does the business still survive?
Absolutely.
Right? Yep. And then that's how you tell if you have a business or not, by the way,
that's
right?
That's how you can tell if you have a culture too.
Oh, yeah. The leader is like a big boat, right? It's the leader is like the rudder. I think that's what it's called, right? It's the very small part that steers it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the people are the boat. They steer it, right? But the leader, what the leader has to do, the leader and the leadership team, they have to possess these qualities to drive people towards doing the right things.
Right.
You know, otherwise people come and they just do things and then never get anything accomplished at the end of the day.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I think that's everything. Being able to identify, okay, whose strengths are these? You know, and I think that's also part of a huge part of culture. When the leader can kind of help identify that this person's really good here, we're going to really identify those gifts. A lot of times in a bad culture, for example, you're identifying someone's weakness too much.
Yep.
And to be honest, that is a huge killer for success, the motivation, the positivity of the work environment. Everything from there goes down. Because now we're just highlighting the wrong things.
Yeah. And it also stops strategy too.
Yeah.
Because when people are worried about what color your background is on a Zoom and they're worried about somebody being off of camera, right? That's all culture. So if you can't have these things kind of set in place, here's what happens. People start majoring in minors. They start to major in the minor things versus the things that need to get accomplished. So what are the things that need to get accomplished? Well, you know, in your business, X, Y, you know, equals Z. But in order to do that, you need a culture. And within that culture, you need to start developing some strategies.
Mm.
You need to start looking. If you want to enhance what you got, I remember listening to Tony Robbins a long time ago. And Tony Robbins says that, you know, if you want to double your business, what would you do? And most people were like, well, we need to double our support. We need to basically double our workforce. We need to double our agency. And Tony essentially said, no, you don't. You need to improve what you already have, right? Because there's more growth and sustainability in what you currently have. And from us to you today, we're talking about you building this thing, right? And emphasizing the significance on having a clear vision of communicating and building out, you know, what it is that your team wants or what your environment, what it desires. You know, sometimes we'll make pivots. Give you an example. We're in a Zoom era in the financial industry.
Yeah.
One of the things that shifted was, you know, pandemic and things like that. What came along with that was this disconnection.
Mm.
So team culture, let me give you the audience that's listening. What we did is that we started being more consistent with having team get-togethers, nice. More yeah. parties, yeah. more, hey, you know, I'm a real person, you know,
yeah.
team flying out from Colorado and Chicago and, you know, just all over the place, right? But highlighting this is important because what it does is that it helps you continuously build on that, right? Your culture is supposed to get better and better. So let me ask you this, Jeff. So there's always opportunities to grow and strengthen the culture. So let's say you have a great environment in what you do. Right? How do you think you can improve what's already good? There's always room for mm-hmm. growth. There's always like, so when you want to improve something, whether that's the dog training business, whether that's right now in the financial industry, what are some things that you think about, like when you're trying to build out the identity of the culture?
Yeah, absolutely. I think personal development is huge because if you're trying to grow something, first you got to grow yourself. Because if you can't grow yourself, you can't grow others. The moment you grow yourself, now you can transfer that skill to someone else and you start raising their lid.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that alone, kind of what Tony Robbins was saying, you don't have to double your workforce, but how can you double the capacity of the people that are already on your team to be able to accomplish a lot more with less?
Yeah. I love that. I love that because the way I look at that is I'll look at it like the way I view a vehicle or something that's broke, you know? Okay. I look at the system of it. So a car, if the oil light goes on and you continue to drive the car past the oil light, your car is probably going to break down. Yep. So I do a system check. And in my system, what it allows me to do is it allows me to see the holes in the boat. And I go, okay, cool. We need to make an adjustment here.
Yeah.
And once I do, I attack it aggressively. And it always gives me a return because somebody will say, you know, I was missing that. And I'm so glad that you stepped in and then that happened, you know, and it's just like, okay, cool. But these are just some key factors to just building, right? So talk to the significance of somebody right now that's listening to this and they're starting their boutique, mm-hmm. you know, it's a mm-hmm. mom and pop, right? They want to kind of get, you know, their names in people's mouths and, you know, they want to open up that restaurant or they want to make sure that that real estate firm is booming or yeah. maybe they're in the financial industry, right? Maybe they want to grow it independent of the leaders, right? But they still want to use the kind of the same model, right? So what direction, what would you like, blank sheet of paper, what would you point them to, like to help them develop that team culture?
They have to identify what type of culture they want, right? So maybe what you can do is, what type of team culture didn't you like in the past?
Yeah.
And if you have a list of things that were, you know, a little negative or some cons to that, then you write that down and you make sure, okay, we don't want our team culture to be this.
Yeah.
Right. And from there, now you can find the positives. But also I think what's not done enough, and I think something that we do very well is we look for feedback. And I think feedback, if you're building a business, if you can get feedback from your people to kind of find more or less, okay, where do you throw some holes in the book? Where can we improve to help this be a better experience for you? Because everything at the end of the day, wherever you work, whatever you do, it's all about the experience someone is giving you. And if they're not giving you the right experience, you're probably not going to be there for that long.
Oh my God, that should have been a number one topic too. Experience, that's really important, right? Yeah. So I really do appreciate that because, you know, we're building something so massive right now to where, you know, we want to make sure that it continues because we only got 24 hours in a day.
Absolutely.
But if we build the shell of it, we build the framework, the infrastructure of it, it's like it's timeless, you know? Like you look at the Los Angeles Lakers. Mm-hmm. Good season, bad season, they still have a culture and expectation to win.
Yep.
And they could just be, I mean, you look at the last year, you know, what was it, mm-hmm. 22 season?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like they were a subpar team.
Yeah, terrible.
And but because they demanded this, because they have a system of winning,
yeah.
look what ended up happening. They ended up losing in the
conference finals.
Yeah, the conference
yeah.
finals.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So if you're listening to this right now, you may not have, you know, the opportunity to develop that, right? Start developing that. Start working on the things to cultivate the right environment, prioritizing the team culture that we're talking about. So maybe that's the aspect. And then maybe you're already winning and then you're trying to find ways to enhance. Well, again, the same rule applies. You have to step back and you have to, you know, make an analysis of your environment. How's the communication, right? And then you got to seek feedback.
Absolutely.
You got to seek feedback from your team. You got to say, hey, dude, like, where are we good at?
Yeah.
Where are we bad at?
You got to do a system check. You really do have to do a system check. And I think the system check falls in every single one of those categories. You're checking feedback for the team. You're checking for what you don't like, what you expect. What are your expectations? I think expectations is something that you have to expect to win.
Yeah.
And your team, your business, they have to expect to win and succeed with you. And if they do, now you have a culture of winning. And at the end of the day, everyone wants to be part of a team that's winning.
Absolutely. Like, just in closing, I'll give you an idea. I'm looking at my phone. It's kind of going off right now. Our team is in our industry, you have to get licensed. And I remember there was a point in time where it was just, oh my God, it was so long to get people licensed. It would probably take like 3 months or something like
God
that.
God bless.
Dude, I feel so bad even saying that. And fast forward now, I mean, people are getting licensed 7-10 days.
Yeah.
And that was all based on what we're talking about today. We would have communication. We would connect a goal. We would figure out what somebody want to do. And we connect it to a license. And then we say, okay, cool. Hey, man, champions, do they do it in like 7-10 days? Yep. And that's been a part of our environment. Because we started operating with the know of this is where we needed to go.
Yeah.
So this feedback and then implementing this, this has changed our culture. Now, if you come here and you take 11 days, man, you're going to feel like, oh my God, what am I doing wrong?
People looking at you funny. 11 days, bro. Hey, man, you're 1 day short. Let's go. Let's get it done.
Yeah. Right. We got people coming here. They're like, no. I got to take my license within 3 days. I'm like, okay, cool. Go for it, bro. But that's an example to say, like, inspect what you expect. We're looking for all ways to make sure that we maintain that culture, right? And just the significance of this, right? So as we get ready to land the plane here, we got to remind you all in, you know, the fashion, which we always do, to make sure that you comment, you like, you follow, you subscribe, you share this information. Again, we're not your gurus. We're just the people who are here to, you know, by design, we're along our journey and we just want to share what we're learning along the way, right? Just two regular guys just
having a good time on a podcast, man.
That's it, man.
Sharing like, life experiences.
That's fun, right? You know, he's a dad. I'm a dad. Like, you know, I remember, what was it? The Kenan and Kel, you're a dude, I'm a dude, right? We're some dudes. We're just trying to bring as much value as we possibly can, right? So I'll turn it back over to you, brother, and you go ahead and land the plane for us.
Happy holidays, man. Hopefully you guys have an amazing, amazing holiday season with your family. Make sure you don't take that holiday week like we mentioned in the last episode, but enjoy the time with your family. Reach out. And one thing I really want to mention before I really, you know, land this plane here is that, you know, we're very particular of who we add to our team culture. But if you feel what we've kind of spoken about today resonated with you and you can see yourself like, man, I want to be part of that kind of team culture, reach out to us. We would love to have a conversation with you.
So absolutely.
I'll end it there and hope you guys have an amazing day. Thanks, guys.